Good morning, and welcome to the Centrapuerto conference call following the results announcement for the fourth quarter ended on December 31, 2022, and full year 2022. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centrapuerto.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the Centrapuerto corporate website. Before we proceed, please be aware that all financial figures were prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in Argentinian pesos unless otherwise noted. It is worth noting that the financial statements for the fourth quarter ended on December 31, 2022, and full year 2022 include the effects of the inflation adjustment. Accordingly, the financial figures mentioned during the call, including the data from previous periods and the growth comparisons, have been stated in terms of Argentine pesos at the end of the reporting period. Also, please note that certain statements made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Centrapuerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable security laws. To follow the discussion better, please download the webcast presentation available on the company's website. Please be aware that some of the numbers mentioned during the call may be rounded to simplify the discussion. On the call today from Centrapuerto is Fernando Bonnet, Chief Executive Officer, Enrique Tiraño, Chief Financial Officer, and Federico Borsari, Financial Controller. Now I will turn the call over to Federico Borsari. Mr. Borsari, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome. We are joining you today with our management team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on the results of the fourth quarter of 2022 and full year, and then answer any questions you may have. I would like to begin today's call by analyzing the recent events, the industry in general, and finally, the operative figures for fourth quarter and full year of 2022, and the most recent financial news and results. I would like to mention the following updates regarding Centrapuerto. On December 14th of 2022, the Secretariat of Energy issued the resolution number 826, which increases the tariff for capacity power energy and energy generation under the base energy scheme. The resolution increases retroactively 20% from September of 2022, an additional increase of 10% from December of 2022, 25% increase from February of 2023, and 28% from August of 2023. On February 7th of 2023, through Resolution 59 of 2023, the Secretariat of Energy authorizes generators that have combined cycle units to adhere to the agreement on availability of power and improvement of efficiency with the aim of encouraging the necessary investment of major and minor maintenance of the machines. Through this agreement, the adhering generators undertake to achieve at least 85% availability of average month power in exchange for a new power and generation price. In the case of power, an amount of $2,000 per megawatt month is established plus the sum in pesos corresponding to 85% and 65% of the power value established in Resolution 826 of 2022 for the periods of spring and autumn, and summer and winter respectively. Additionally, the price for generated energy is set at $3.5 per megawatt hour in the case of using gas and at $6.1 per megawatt hour for alternative fuel. The adherence to the agreement by the company, together with the improvements downloaded by the Resolution 826, represents a significant increase in the income of the thermal units, the effects of which will be fully verified in the 2023 period. On December 23rd of 2022, the Ordinary General Assembly of Central Puerto decided to distribute as a dividend the amount of 2.88 pesos per share. New investments and acquisitions. In line with our growth strategy, focused on new opportunities in the energy sector and other business in which Argentina shows strong competitive advantages, we performed the following transactions. On December 27th of 2022, Provener, an affiliate controlled by Central Puerto, acquired 100% of the capital stock and votes of Forestal Argentina and Maciza Forestal. Both companies were acquired to Maciza Chile, consisting of approximately 72,000 hectares in the province of Entre Ríos and Corrientes, of which approximately 43,000 hectares are planted with eucalyptus and pine. The transaction price was $69.4 million. This is the largest transaction in the forestry sector in the last 30 years in Argentina. In this way, Central Puerto becomes the main Argentine company in the forestry sector, a market in which foreign capital companies mostly operate. Central Puerto has made a strategic decision to invest in those sectors in which the country has clear competitive advantages. Argentina has one of the highest growth rates, not only in the region, but also worldwide. Trees grow about 10 times faster than in the Northern Hemisphere. That is why the forestry sector provides one of the businesses with the greatest competitive advantages and higher growth potential in Argentina, being a source of future business opportunities linked to carbon credits and energy generation with biomass. On February 17th of 2023, Pronair acquired from Enel Argentina 75.68% of the capital voting and stock of Enel Generación Costanera. The transaction price amounts $48 million. By taking possession of Central Costanera, Central Puerto reinforces its growth in Argentina, consolidating as a market leader in the generation sector. The value of Central Costanera represents a unique opportunity as a strategic asset. The growth potential of this acquisition is based on the operational and corporate synergies, experience management, and knowledge in technical and operational fields. We believe that it is necessary to increase the power availability of the Central Costanera machines in order to strengthen and cover the demand at the national level. All of this means that the acquisition cost does not accurately reflect the enormous growth potential of Central Costanera. Provener celebrated a stock purchase agreement with Enel Argentina and Enel Americas, in which Enel Americas agreed to sell to Provener its participation interest in Inversora Doc Sud, representing 57.14% of Inversora Doc Sud capital and voting stocks. And Enel Argentina agreed to sell to Provener its participation interest in Central Doc Sud of 0.24% of Central Doc Sud capital and voting stocks, indirectly representing 41.25% of the capital and voting stock. This transaction is subject to certain conditions not accomplished at the issue of this report. $54 million is the amount offered by Central Puerto to acquire the participation interest in Inversora Doc Sud. Now, I would like to comment on the main metrics of the industry, as you can see on page 5. In terms of installed capacity, the system reached 42,927 megawatts in the fourth quarter of 2022, compared to 42,988 megawatts in the fourth quarter of 2021, resulting in a 0.1% decrease. As of December of 2022, the installed capacity is divided in 59% thermal, 25% hydro, 4% nuclear, and 12% renewable. In the fourth quarter of 2022, energy generation decreased 1% to 35,084 gigawatts hour compared to 35,534 gigawatts hour in the fourth quarter of 2021, mainly due to, first, a 10% decrease in thermal, second, an 83% decrease in nuclear, which was partially offset by a 60% increase in hydro and a 7% increase in renewable. The decrease in thermal generation was mainly due to lower dispatch related to increased hydro dispatch and lower availability of certain machines, which caused an average system availability of 75% in the fourth quarter of 2022, compared to the 78% of the fourth quarter of 2021. In the case of generation for nuclear sources, the decrease was related to the shutdown for maintenance at the Atucha 1 and Embalse nuclear power plants, and a technical problem which the Atucha 2 turbines, in contrast, the increase in hydro generation is mainly related to the increase in the inflow of the Paraná River due to the opening of gates of Brazilian dams on the Iguazu River, a tributary of the Paraná River, which softened the water inflow drop due to drought that occurred in the region. Regarding the renewable energies, the increase in generation was related to the increase in installed capacity. In 2022, energy generation decreased 2% to 138,741 gigawatt hours compared to 141,797 gigawatt hours in 2021, mainly due to, first, a 9% increase in thermal, second, a 27% decrease in nuclear, which was partially offset by a 25% increase in hydro and an 11% increase in renewable. Energy demand increases 3% to 34,564 gigawatt-hour compared to 33,478 gigawatt-hour in the fourth quarter of 2021, in which residential demand grew 4%, commercial 2%, and large industrial commercial demand at 3%. This same trend can be observed in the 2022, in which demand increased 4% to 138,753 gigawatt-hour compared to 133,477 gigawatt-hour in the 2021 period, in which residential energy demand grew 4%, commercial activity grew 5%, and large industrial commercial demand grew 2%. Going now to our key performance indicators for the quarter, as you can see on page 8, energy generation during the fourth quarter of 2022 was 4,687 gigawatt-hour, 26% higher than the same period of 2021. The increase was mainly caused by, first, a 2% increase in energy generation from thermal units, mainly from higher dispatch of Puerto steam turbines, TV7 and TV8. Second, 158% increase in energy generation from the hydro plant Piedra del Águila due to higher water inflows. The reservoir levels started to recover in June of 2022 as the inflow from the Limay and Cochoncura rivers started to rise. Third, a 12% increase in energy generation from renewable units due to an increase in the wind resource and better availability of our wind turbines. During the fourth quarter of 2022, availability for thermal units was 86% compared to 88% in the same period of 2021, due to an extension in the programmed maintenance of Puerto's Turbine 9 and non-programmed maintenance of the DG-27 at Luján de Cuyo site. As a reference, the market average availability for thermal units for the same period was 75% according to data from CAMESA. Steam production decreased 4%, totaling 345,173 tons produced during the fourth quarter of 2022 compared to 360,411 tons during the fourth quarter of 2021, due to the lower demand of our client terminal sales. Finally, I will refer to the key performance indicators of the full year as started on page 9. In 2022, energy generation increased 21% to 17,484 gigawatt-hour compared to 14,392 gigawatt-hour for the same period in the 2021. Increasing the energy generated by Central Puerto was due to, first, an increase of 23% in the energy generation from thermal units due to San Lorenzo combined cycles full-year operation and higher dispatch of Puerto side steam turbines. Second, 28% increase in energy generation from the hydro plant Tierra del Águila due to increases in the water inflows in the Limay and Cochoncura rivers. Third, 3% increase in the energy generation from renewable units due to an increase in the wind resource and better availability. During 2022, machine availability for thermal units reached 84% compared to 89% in the same period of the 2021. Due to first, an extraordinary maintenance in Luján de Cuyo cogeneration. Second, failure in the connection line of Puerto combined cycle. Third, extended programmed maintenance in TB9 steam turbine from Puerto site and certain small failures and unavailability in some steam turbines. As a reference, the market availability for thermal units for the same period was 75% according to data from CAMESA. Steam production increased 62%, totaling 1.96 billion tons produced during the 2022 compared to 1.21 billion tons during the 2021. Going now to the results for this quarter, as you can see on page 10, our revenues decreased to pesos 21.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 as compared to pesos 27.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. This 22% decrease was mainly due to, first, a 48% decrease in sales under contracts, which amounted to pesos 9.6 billion during the fourth quarter of the 2022, as compared to pesos 18.5 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. It was impacted by the ending of Brigadier López TGPPA contract in August of the 2022, which amounted around 5.6 billion pesos. Second, an extraordinary maintenance in TG27 of Luján de Cuyo cogeneration plant. And third, a negatively impacted by a higher inflation adjustment over the peso depreciation in the period. It's worth to mention that the impact related to the ending of the Brigadier López TGA PPA contract will be recovered with the new PPA contract for the Brigadier López steam turbine when we finish the closing of the combined cycle expected for the first quarter of the 2025. The decrease in revenues was partially offset by a 40% increase in spot energía base sales, which totaled pesos 10.5 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 as compared to 7.5 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021 due to retroactive increases related with resolution 826 price adjustment and higher hydro generation. Second, a 6% increase in steam sales with total pesos 0.8 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to pesos 0.7 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. Going to page 11, we can see the changes in our adjusted EBITDA of pesos 6.9 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to pesos 17.7 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. This 61% decrease was driven by the following changes. First, the above-mentioned drop in revenues. Second, 16% increase in administrative and selling expenses that total pesos 2.1 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 as compared to pesos 1.8 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. Third, a decrease in other operating results mainly due to 2.4 billion on one-time gain in the fourth quarter in the 2021 related to a recover of a commercial credit. Fourth, a 6.8 billion increase in foreign exchange difference and operating assets, mainly related to funded receivables that generated pesos 8.8 billion gain during the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to pesos 2.1 billion gains during the fourth quarter of the 2021 due to a higher depreciation of the Argentine peso during the quarter. Fifth, 20% decrease in depreciations and amortizations that total pesos 4.4 billion during the fourth quarter of the 2022 as compared to pesos 5.5 billion during the fourth quarter of the 2021. partially offset by, first, 6% decrease in the cost of sales that totaled pesos 12.6 billion compared to pesos 13.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022, primarily driven by a 3% decrease in production cost, which totaled pesos 10.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022, as compared to pesos 10.7 million in the fourth quarter of the 2021. Second, 8.5 billion decrease due to an impairment on property, plant, and equipment during the fourth quarter of the 2022, related with San Lorenzo combined cycles and some renewal sites, driven by a change in the global macroeconomic variables, increasing the discount rate, and increase in the local inflation rate over the devaluation of the peso. As a result, adjusted EBITDA, excluding FX difference and interest related to foreign trade receivables and impairment on property, plant, and equipment, was pesos 12.6 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to pesos 21.6 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021. We can see that consolidated net income was pesos 2.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to a consolidated net income of pesos 1.7 billion in the same period of the 2021. In addition to the above mentioned factors, net income was positively impacted by, first, lower deferred income tax due to property, plant, and equipment impairment that amounted to pesos 1.4 billion gain in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to pesos 4.7 billion loss in the fourth quarter of the 2021, impacted by lower EBITDA and financial results. Second, 12.2 billion of fair value gains on forestry acquisitions. And negatively impacted by, first, an increase in net monetary position loss, which amounted 8.3 billion during the fourth quarter of 2022, compared to a higher inflation and higher balance of monetary assets, partially offset by the share of profit of associates with a pesos 0.2 billion gain during the fourth quarter of 2022, compared to pesos 0.2 billion loss in the fourth quarter of 2021. Second, an increase in financial expenses, which amounted to pesos 13.5 billion during the fourth quarter of the 2022, compared to pesos 5.2 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021, mainly due to an increase in foreign exchange difference due to a higher depreciation of the Argentine peso during the quarter, offset by an increase in financial income that amounted to pesos 8.4 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022 compared to financial income pesos 2.5 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2021, mainly due to higher financial asset results in the fourth quarter of the 2022 of pesos 7.8 billion. Third, higher FX difference and interest in foreign receivables partially offset by negative impact of impairment on property, plant, and equipment. Foreign collections related to trade receivables for Vuelta Obligado plant total pesos 3.1 billion in the fourth quarter of the 2022, including VAT, compared to pesos 3.6 billion of fourth quarter of the 2021. The amounts are being collected on time and according to the signed contract. On page 14, we can see the key financial figures for the full year. Revenues decreased 9% to pesos 101.4 billion for the 2022 compared to pesos 111.2 billion in the 2021. The decline in revenues was mainly affected by the termination of Brigadier López TG PPA contract in August of the 2022 and an extraordinary maintenance in TG 27 of Luján de Cuyo cogeneration plant, offset by retroactive increases related with resolution 826 and 238 price adjustment and higher hydro generation. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding impairment and foreign effects difference and interest for 2022, reached pesos 67.5 billion compared to pesos 68.8 billion in the 2021, mainly due to lower revenues and lower depreciations and amortizations, partially offset by insurance recovery, lower financial cost of operating activities, and lower production costs and decrease in administrative and selling expenses, mainly explained by decreases in compensation services. Finally, consolidated net income was pesos 19.1 billion in the 2022, net loss of pesos 1.3 billion in the 2021, mainly due to fair value gains on foreign subsidiary acquisitions, lower deferred income tax due to property, plant and equipment impairment.
Going to page 17, you can see our cash flow for fiscal year 2022. Net cash provided by operating activities was pesos 55.6 billion during the 2022. This cash flow arises from first pesos 25.8 billion from the other operating results, net obtained during the 2022. Second, pesos 15.8 billion in collection of interest from clients, including the one from FONI. Third, pesos 3.4 billion in variations in other non-financial assets and inventories. Fourth, insurance recoveries of pesos 1.3 billion. And fifth, adjustment to reconcile profit for the year before income tax with net cash flows of pesos 21.1 billion, which was partially offset by first, income tax expense paid of pesos 8.0 billion. Second, pesos 3.7 billion in variation in trade accounts payable, other accounts payable, other non-financial liabilities, and employee benefit liabilities. Net cash in investing activities was pesos 31.3 billion in 2022. This amount was mainly due to pesos 17.9 billion from the investment in short-term financial assets. Second, pesos 10.4 billion in forestal acquisition. And third, pesos 3.3 billion in investing in financial assets and capex, which was partially offset by pesos 0.3 billion in dividends collected. Net cash using in financial activities was pesos 16.3 billion in the 2022. This amount was mainly the result of positive 3.6 billion of dividends paid. Second, 6.3 billion in debt services amortizations of existing loans, mainly related to expansion projects. And third, pesos 6.4 billion in interest in financial expenses, mainly related to those loans. Thank you, and now we invite you to ask any questions to our team.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touchtone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Thank you. Your first question is coming from Martin Arancet from Centro Preto. Martin, the line is live.
Hi, Martin Arancet here from Balance Capital. There was a very mistake there. Well, first of all, thank you for the materials and for taking my questions. I have 5 questions. Sorry for the extent. I would like to run them one by one, if that's okay. First, going into the new first line of business, I just wanted to confirm how much do you expect as average EBITDA, consider, of course, the volatility that each year might have. And do you sell the wood on the spot or contract terms? Probably if you can share with us what index should we follow to better track pricing.
Sorry, we are suffering some noise on the line. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. About the first line of business, the new first line of business, first I wanted to confirm how much do you expect as average EBITDA, considering the volatility, of course, that each year might have, and also if you sell the wood on the spot or contract terms, and what index should we follow to better track pricing?
Sorry, I cannot hear very well. I try to answer how I understand that your question. I think you are asking for a projection of EBITDA for 2023, you say? or the impact of the new regulation in the EBITDA?
I was asking about an average expectation on EBITDA, like, because I know that each year has it could be very volatile, and if you sell the wood on the spot or contract terms.
Okay. In terms of the new regulation, we are receiving a new PPA for the combined cycles, which are the spot market. So this new regulation allowed us to sign a PPA for only the combined cycles, not the steam turbines. And this new regulation gave us $2,000 per megawatt of installed capacity per month in dollars, and the rest will be collected as a portion of the actual regulation, which is the resolution 826, the last one that we have. So we will have a mix for the combined cycle. We will have a mix of dollars and pesos. So it's difficult to predict the evolution of the EBITDA because we'll be affected by the effects. But this, more or less, to give you a guidance about how this impact in Central Puerto will be like between $10 and $15 million for our combined cycle, so the one that we have in Buenos Aires and the one in Mendoza. These are the machines that receive these benefits. In terms of Central Costanera, the new acquisition, it will be the impact will be more or less the same, another $15 million. And of course, this is depending on the evolution of the effects and the dispatch of the equipment. But considering the same availability that we see that we saw during the 2022, we will have these impacts of. Regarding the new regulation. Apart from that, we expect that we can maintain the remuneration that we saw or the EBITDA that we saw in the last year. Of course, apart from the ending of the PPA of Ricardo Lopez that Federico mentioned, this brings a reduction in EBITDA around, depending as I mentioned again the effects, but around in $40 million. So that's more or less you can construct the expectation of our EBITDA evolves.
Okay, that's great. Can you hear me? I hear you correctly, but I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, but the quality of sound is not very good.
Okay, I will try to talk louder then.
Okay.
About the forest line of business, I wanted to know if you sell the wood on this spot or if you have contracts.
Are you saying in terms of Maciza acquisition?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have both. We have contracts and we have and we sell on the spot. Yeah, we have both.
And
mainly
for the spot. And there is an index that we can follow to track that pricing.
Yes, there is a price index in the INTA webpage. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Going to my second question then. That is San Carlos 10 megawatt solar park that you will be constructing in the upcoming months. Will this be part of eventually a larger facility? Do you have land, transmission rights, permits, and ancillary infrastructure to expand beyond those 10 megawatts if you get more off-takers?
In fact, we have land, but there are some constraints in the transmission line, so we can enlarge it. But I think right now, with the lines as it is, I think we can go for 5 megawatts more, but not more than that with this with these line constraints that we are seeing there. We can go for, yes, for 5 megawatts, but not more than that until the transmission lines get wider. We are entering there. In fact, we are not entering in 500 kVs or 132 kVs. We are entering 33 kVs. So it's kind of at the level of distribution companies. So there are not much more space there for enlarge. Of course, we have land for enlarge, yes, but not the space on grid.
Oh, okay, very clear. Thanks. And then my second question, my next question is, we recently heard about your interest in mining. Are you already in talks for potential acquisitions? And also, is it metallic mining that you are talking or lithium projects, or maybe both?
No, we are in the very first steps of knowing the markets and knowing the sector, knowing the players. We attend to the mining convention in Toronto, so we start getting in touch with the players, but we don't have any prospect in mind yet. And in terms of materials, we are putting focus on as you mentioned, metals. Lithium is something that we saw, but I think we are in this phase of evolution of the market in Argentina. For us, it's not easy to compete with Chinese companies and the big players. So it's not easy to enter there right now.
Okay, great. Regarding the Ariel Lopez, I'm sorry if you already mentioned this, I had some problems to connect. Do you have any more specifics to share with us, like updated CapEx or COD, for example?
Yes, in fact, we are starting in the pre-analysis, or the analysis, not the pre-analysis. We are starting in agreement with the constructor, the possible constructor, in an evaluation assessment, which is the previous phase to start to enter in the construction. In fact, so we expect to have more or less 3 months, let's say, to discuss this analysis, pre-evaluation, and all the information that they need to assess, which is the engineering, detail engineering, specific engineering, what we have on site and what we had to update. And then after that, we are expecting between 20 and 24 months of construction. That are our expectations. In terms of CapEx, we don't have a fully updated CapEx yet. After this evaluation that I talk about, I think in 2 or 3 months we will have a clear view of the CapEx amounts. But we are not expecting to go farther than we have in the past, which is around 120
and $140 million. Perfect. Very helpful, that's correct. And my final question then, did you book the entire forestal-based business payment in the last quarter, or there is something still to be paid in 2023?
You talk about what kind of payment? Sorry, I didn't hear.
The payment for the new forestal business to Messias. If you book the entire payment in 2022, there's something left for 2023.
You say for payments related to CapEx, to development? I cannot hear you very well.
When you bought the forest, the payment, yes, to buy the forest.
Yes, we pay in full. This is we already paid the full amount, so we are not expecting payments for this acquisition. Another payment,
okay. Okay, thank you very much for answering my questions despite the sound quality problems.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Just as a reminder, if you have any more questions, please press star 1 on your phone. Okay, this concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Bonnet for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for your interest in Central Puerto. We encourage you to call us for any information that you may need. Have a great day.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.